This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Well, you guys follow directions better than most, and that's what we appreciate you. We told you that the time is now for Sigmund Bloom. We told you when to call, and boy, did you listen, as everyone is lined up and the phone board is full for the man, the legend. There is no myth about it. It is Sigmund Bloom. If you don't follow him, you should on Twitter, at Sigmund Bloom. He is fantastic. He is the guy that we have every Thursday at 2:30, and we have him and only him because of the fact that you don't need any more knowledge than an expert, and that's exactly what he is. And I want to remind everybody that if you don't get him during this segment and you do want to reach out to him, follow him on Twitter or go to footballguys.com, where it's a fantastic website that is also there to try and help you with your quandaries for fantasy football. Without further ado, Sigmund, thanks as always. We appreciate you being on the line.
Oh, it's good to be back. Let's see if we can break a record for the number of questions we answer in the segment.
Is this the fastest show you do, or is there others that move faster than this?
This is the fastest, but it's because we want to serve everyone we can, and it's because I know that your audience are serious fantasy football players.
Do you prefer a much slower pace? We can slow it down. I can hang up on all these people, and we can just chit-chat.
No, I mean, it's... No, on my show, I do a one-hour podcast every week where we stretch out and let the topics breathe. So I'm fine with the fast-paced lightning round where the prize is double.
I realized in 5 years, I don't think, like, because it started with Mike Liebeschock and me on the game day, I don't think we ever asked you what your preference was. We just threw you to the wolves and said, answer all these damn questions. And then you got, it's just, that's how it's been for 5 years. So, well,
I aim to please.
If you ever want to slow it down, just let us know. We can just slow it down and talk the nuance of PPR leagues if you want.
we'll save the nuance for week 11 when most people are out of the playoffs.
There you go. All right. Well, without further ado, if you want to ask a fantasy football question for Sigmund Bloom, hit up that HRP Lister line, 713-780-3776. The lines are already full, but you know the drill, 713-780-3776. You can text that number, but chances are we're only going to get to calls today because the board's already full. So let's get started. Dave, you're up first. What's your question for Sigmund?
Yeah, I got a PPR league. I need. I've got Josh Gordon, Sammy Watkins, and Amari Cooper. I need to start two of them, and I'll hang up.
Yeah, I'm probably benching Cooper. He's been letting us down too much. Watkins has to be in that likely shootout between KC and New England, and then Gordon on the other side is going to have the outside corners for Kansas City, which is the weakness of their defense.
There you go. All right. And just as a reminder, you guys don't have to ask us how we're doing or how's our day going. Just ask your questions and we'll keep it moving. 713-780-3776 if you want to get on. All right, Brandon, you're up. Go.
Yeah, I can start three. Sony Michel, Mixon, David Johnson, and Connor with Pittsburgh.
I actually think that David Johnson is the odd man out here. Sonny Michel was riding the bike at practice today, so we just need to make sure he gets in a full practice tomorrow. But he should be the centerpiece of the New England offense Sunday night. Kansas City can't stop the run. Mixon is back and looking great. Mixon and Connor should be a heavyweight battle back and forth as the centerpieces of those offenses. So David Johnson goes to the bench. Arizona at Minnesota, they're not going to get much going on offense in that game.
All right, I'm going to be selfish real quick since we're on that game. I have Patrick Mahomes as my starting QB, and on my bench as my backup, I have Tom Brady. What do you do in that situation?
Brady. Brady here. It's because of the home game factor, because Mahomes hasn't faced Belichick yet, and we'll see what wrinkles Belichick has for him, because New England can run the ball and keep Mahomes on the sidelines. So I'd like Brady. He's my number one quarterback this week.
Interesting. All right. Oh, number one. Great. I like it. All right, back to the phone lines. Justin, you're up. Go.
Okay, I got Gronk, Edelman, and Flash. Am I playing all three?
I'm not against that because we saw last week against the Colts that everybody can get fed in this offense. Kansas City's offense is one of the worst in the league, no matter how bad Blake Bortles played against them. So I'm totally for that.
All right, Blake, you are next, my friend.
All right, I got a two-parter. RB2, PPR, Yeldon, Miller, or Thompson. Second-parter, Flex, PPR. Alshon Jeffrey, Ridley, or Mike Williams?
I'll go with Ridley against that terrible Tampa pass defense. And then PPR running back, it has to be Chris Thompson. I would expect against Carolina this week. There's a ton of wide receivers banged up for Washington, so I would expect Thompson's going to lead the team in catches.
All right, appreciate it, Blake. Up next on the phone lines is Trevor. Trevor, what's your question for Sigmund?
I think you kind of just answered this, but this week I'm looking at playing Pat Mahomes or Matt Ryan with those prospective matchups. And then I also have Drew Brees in a pretty deep standard league. He's on a bye week this week, so would you go Trubisky or Mariota?
Yeah, I'll go with Trubisky in that one, going down to Miami. They're coming off the bye. The offense looked great going into the bye. Mariota has Baltimore. And go with Ryan over Mahomes. And look, Mahomes is still my number five quarterback this week. I'm not down on Mahomes, but Tampa run defense is great, which is going to force Atlanta to pass more, which is just going to be more stats. I expect Atlanta to run away with this one.
Very good. 713-780-3776 is the HRMP listener line if you want to get in and ask questions to the very own Sigmund Bloom of footballguys.com. Up next is Blake.
Hey, when should I start to trade James Conner?
That's a good question. He said, when should he trade James Conner?
I wouldn't. Well, look, even when Le'Veon Bell comes back, first of all, Bell could still get traded, although I don't think that it's probably the Eagles. I don't think they would give up what the Steelers are looking for. But Connor's looking fantastic. I think the team's behind him. I think you're going to see a 50-50 type committee when Bell comes back. And remember, Bell, for a while, hasn't been the most healthy back. So I think that everyone's factoring in that Connor's going to go back to being a backup and thinking that, you know, you get out now. But I think that Connor can still have some legs for our team. I'd be holding him.
And keep in mind, Ben Roethlisberger said this week that even if Bell does come back, he sees running back by committee. One, because Bell's got to get, you know, back up to speed cardio-wise and football-wise, and that Connor's numbers have been good. So that's something to keep in mind. Mm-hmm. With that, keep rolling. Barry, let's go back to the phone line.
Yeah, Jason, you're up next, bud.
Yo, Sigmund, hey. So I got a trade offer on the table. This dude's trying to get Dalvin Cook from me for Jordan Howard, and I know right now that's a no-brainer, but what do you see moving forward for Dalvin Cook? Should I hold on to him and pray he's that RB2 I need?
At this moment, I would probably take Howard, to be honest, just because Cook has now been on hamstring injury number two. Minnesota's offensive line isn't opening up much in the running game. And I do think we're still going to see Howard have better days as the rising tide of the Bears offense. If they can get some things straightened out, that's going to result in more scoring opportunities for Howard. So I would probably prefer having Howard to Cook right now.
All right, 713-780-3776 is the HRMP listener line. We only have a couple of more minutes, and the line is still full. Up next, our good buddy NASCAR Johnny. What's up, Johnny? What's your question?
PPR, pick two of the four, Demaryius Thomas, Doug Baldwin, Will Fuller, and Aaron Jones. Thanks.
I like Aaron Jones this week to close out that game Monday night. And then I would go with Will Fuller in that second spot, assuming that Deshaun Watson is okay. And I think we may need to stay tuned to that story. Because if it's Brandon Whedon, I'm not nearly as excited as Fuller. With Fuller, if it is Brandon Whedon, then I'll probably take Fuller out and put Thomas in. But I think Aaron Jones has a breakout game Monday night.
There you go. Andy, you're up next.
Yes, thank you. I'm in a standard Yahoo league, and I have Deshaun Watson and Carson Wentz. Is Deshaun's injuries enough to where I should start Carson Wentz tonight?
I mean, because we don't know, I probably would go ahead and start Carson Wentz tonight. And I just think that this is a situation. We saw him uncomfortable. My understanding is that Whedon was getting work with the first team in today's practice. So until this gets cleared up, I think you got to play it safe and avoid the potential zero and play Wentz tonight.
All right, we're running out of time, so I'm not going to give the number out. We probably won't take any more calls. We'll get to these last five, and that's it. With that said, Matthew, you are up, my friend.
Jared Goff against Denver or Cam Newton against Washington?
Well, there might be snow in Denver.
Ooh,
so I'll go with Cam Newton in that tremendous Carolina offense coming together.
Yeah, it is looking good. All right, Wes.
Yeah, is it time to move on from Devonta Freeman?
I wouldn't drop him because there's still a possibility that Tevin Coleman could get traded to Philadelphia. But obviously this week with his foot issue, you're not going to use him. And I think you're just going to have to wait him out on the bench right now.
Jake?
Okay, thanks.
Jake, you're up, bud.
Hello?
Go, Jake.
Yeah.
I had a flex position open, and I was trying to figure out should I put Lamar Miller in or Alshon Jeffrey.
I'll go ahead and go with Jeffrey here. Miller will probably split the work with Alfred Blue, and he's probably the second best, soon to become the third best running back on the Texas roster.
No doubt. All right, Amaro, you're up.
Carson Wentz or Phillip Rivers?
I'll go with Phillip Rivers just because I think that Cleveland's defense, we saw some cracks in it against Oakland. Rivers is playing really well. He's the safe play here.
That's how you do it, Amaro. That was the model of efficiency. He just said two names and hung up. All right, last call for the day. Cody, you're the lucky last caller. What's your question for Sigmund Bloom from footballguys.com?
Yeah, two-parter, start two, PPR league, Freeman, Hyde, Crowell. And second part, start two, PPR league, Sanders, Landry, Lockett.
I'll go with Sanders and Landry. They're the safe plays with Seattle wanting to run the ball. Hyde's one of those plays, but Crowell hasn't practiced yet this week, and if that's Devontae Freeman, he probably isn't going to play, so he may have to go to the waiver wire. Otherwise, if Crowell can get into practice tomorrow, you can go ahead and plug him in.
There you go. All right, Sigmund Bloom, the master of fantasy football. Thank you once again. How can the folks get in touch with you, and what products does footballguys.com have that can help them when you're not available?
Yeah, there's our waiver wire and trade dominator, our lineup dominator apps that help you, like we're looking over your shoulder and helping you evaluate your decisions. Also, I do a thread in the Football Guys message board every Sunday morning where I answer questions right up until game time. And Twitter, I have, of course, projections and a ton of articles and free podcasts, the Audible. So there's a lot of ways that we're looking out for you.
And don't sleep on those apps, guys. I use their Draft Dominator app, and I don't use the in-game because if I have a question, I just ask you when you call. But, man, if you can't get to him, use those apps. That Draft Dominator app is amazing. It saved me many, many headaches throughout the year. As always, Sigmund, we appreciate it, man. We'll talk to you next week. Good luck this weekend.
Look forward to it. Thanks.
There you go. All right, we'll be back right after this. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.